From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed by heavy shelling in Fallujah as Iraqi forces move to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The UNHCR says some people have been buried alive under the rubble of their homes. Jan Egeland of the Norwegian Refugee Council says a human catastrophe is unfolding in Fallujah. Some 625 families have managed to escape the city. Hundreds of men and boys are going through a 5 to 7 day security screening procedure. Suspected Russian airstrikes pounded the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib, killing at least 50 people and leaving dozens more injured or trapped under rubble. Military jets carried out the bombardment in the early hours of Tuesday, striking civilian areas near a hospital and a mosque. Russia's defense ministry is denying carrying out any strikes on the city. Kurdish-led forces have expanded their operations west of the Euphrates River in Syria, crossing a Turkish red line and angering mainstream Sunni Arab rebels. The move is making a tangled fight in northern Syria even messier and more chaotic by the hour. Political activists say they are concerned that the Sunni Arabs might decide to align with the Islamic State group. The main political opposition, the Syrian National Coalition, is now demanding guarantees from the international community that Sunni Arabs will be allowed to return to villages seized from the IS group by the Syrian Democratic Forces. The United Nations Refugee Agency says an estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. It brings the total number of lives lost in the first 5 months of 2016 to more than 2,500. This is VOA News.